WWE Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome to another episode of A Couple of Haters Podcast. It's your boy, Smooth. It's only me this time, and I got a special guest, my little sister, back home from college. Give it up for Jasmine.
Hey, guys.
So how's everything been, Jazzy?
Everything's been great, actually. I've been enjoying myself away from school. How have you been?
I've been good, you know, the usual.
It's good, it's good. So, what do you want to
do? Just trying to make it in the world.
Struggle for everyone.
Today, we're going to cover, we covered before our favorite video games, but I want to do some stuff that you like. So, we're going to start off with your top 10 video games of all time. Just go from 10, and I might ask you questions in between. It depends on how good the game is.
All right. So, I would have to say my 10th favorite video game would probably be the Persona series. You know about that?
Not really. Explain a little bit.
Well, it's this game. It's different in each game. Right now, there's 5 games. The 5th one just came out. And I actually just started playing the 5th one. I didn't play the other ones. Which is why it's on number 10. But, you know, I'm just going around saving people, changing people's hearts for regular.
Sounds like anime.
It is an anime, actually.
Oh, so it's a show, too?
Yeah, they're trying to come out with a few episodes of the show, but so far it's only one episode.
Alright, so what's your number 9?
Number 9 would have to be Smash Bros.
Smash Bros?
Yeah.
With any one in particular, or just the whole series of games?
Just the whole series of games.
I'm down with that. I ain't got no complaints so far.
And my number 8, Sonic games, all of them.
That's funny, because I didn't think you was going to put, old games in there.
It's, hard for me to choose sometimes, so I just put all of the games in one category.
You millennials. Yeah. I didn't think you would put Sonic in there. But you've been around me. You see me play Sonic.
Exactly. You know, I catch them and play with you.
Yeah, you know, your big brother got all the best tastes in games and stuff.
Okay, moving on. For number 7, I put Grand Theft Auto, which I enjoy a lot.
GTA?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I couldn't play it again. GTA 5, I couldn't play it again after we played it on 360. I just couldn't do it again.
I can't actually sit down and do any missions. I just go around doing whatever or playing online because I can't take the missions. How many hours they take to complete certain missions. Because I actually suck at shooting, so I actually have to start missions over and over again until I just skip them.
That's the one thing that I would say PC has on us. Because, you know, they can make all those mods. You could be Iron Man.
I was considering switching to PC. It just seems so much better than the systems nowadays.
You know what we have to call you?
What?
A Kemet.
Oh, really?
You don't want to be a Kemet. He always been PC. He's a loser.
Oh, I wouldn't call him a loser.
What's number 6 on that list?
Number 6? I'm putting Devil May Cry 3, and not the whole series this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why just Devil May Cry 3?
Well, I actually didn't play these games in chronological order. Devil May Cry 3 was the last one I played, and it was actually kind of the best Devil May Cry game. It's just the story was so much better. You have a lot of character development in that game. It's just great.
You know, I think that's one of the only games you finish. Let me tell you guys a little bit about this chick over here. She'll play games and not finish them. I never understood that. I don't have it in me. If I'm playing something, I gotta finish it.
It's sometimes the games might be a little too difficult for me, so I would just put it to the side and just watch you play it through. You know, same thing with Kingdom Hearts, which is actually on the list too.
Oh, you got Kingdom Hearts up there.
Definitely.
Okay. All right. Next on this list.
Well, next one is Final Fantasy 15.
Okay. All right. Final Fantasy 15. Mm-hmm. I can agree with that.
Which is the first Final Fantasy game I've ever beaten.
Wow. Gotta give it up for that.
Right?
Keep on pushing through.
Yeah. I actually forgot what number I'm on.
Four.
Four would be... I'm not gonna lie, I had to put Animal Crossing on this list.
Oh, you're walla.
You know what? That is a really good game and people always sleep on it, but...
No. Final Fantasy 15 is not better than Animal Crossing. That's what you're saying right now.
I'm telling you, in my opinion, it's better.
Animal Crossing is better than Final Fantasy 15. I'm telling you,
that's just a game I can chill and play anytime I want. Like, for me to play Final Fantasy, I have to be in, like, this mood, like, I just want to destroy stuff. So, like, I just play that.
Animal Crossing might be one of the most dirt games ever created.
It's really not. You can do so much in that game. It's like Sims. It's like Sims, but with animals and one human. You're the only human in the town.
I heard you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm telling you, it's a great game. You should actually give it a try.
No, thank you.
Alright.
Number three
is Sims.
Oh, okay. Again.
Yeah, okay.
Both games back to back.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I could waste a lot of time on Sims. Sims and SimCity. SimCity 2.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, to do anything you want in these games, I really like a lot. You don't have to follow the story. You can use cheat codes, do whatever.
Your last two better be banging.
My last. Alright. My second one. I actually put Pokemon Silver.
Alright.
Yeah.
Took it back. Okay.
I took it back. And last but not least.
You gotta explain this one too. You gotta explain.
I gotta explain
it. Oh yeah. Because you don't got a bunch of greatness on your list.
I don't have a bunch of greatness on my list.
No.
So what do you think is great?
No. I want to hear your number one.
My number one is actually another Pokemon game, which is Pokemon Red.
I can't say that's bad because it's Pokemon, but...
Yeah. You can... You can't really go bad with Pokemon.
And you know what's funny? Kingdom Hearts wasn't even on your list.
That is true. And I said it was on my list. So, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to put Kingdom Hearts in the number two slot next to Silver.
All right.
Yeah.
Could rock with that.
Yeah, even though I have yet to beat a Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3 come out, you better beat it. Oh, can we talk about how dope that trailer was there?
Oh, that was incredible.
Explain the trailer to everybody that hasn't seen it yet.
So, in the new trailer that was released at... What was it, E3? I forgot which E3.
It was released at the Disney Expo today.
The Disney Expo?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so we've gotten another world. It's confirmed. We have Toy Story, officially a part of the Kingdom Hearts universe.
How dope is that? Now we got Pixar in the game?
Incredible. There's just so much Sora could do now with that Keyblade of his.
Yeah, he could turn it into a drill. Like, that's nuts. He made it into a gun.
Yeah.
And he was getting inside the robots. How dope was that?
Yeah, and the party members increased to 5.
Yeah. Really? Yo. That's crazy. Imagine when we were kids, just...
It would have been so simple instead of swamping out, like, Donald and Goofy for, like, Tarzan or Cloud or something.
They make everything easy for the next generation.
Yeah, right? Like, no struggle at all.
You get to keep Donald and Goofy, and then you got Buzz Lightyear and Woody.
That is, like, a great team right there.
Man, that's nuts. And Pixar being in the game just opens up the door for so much stuff. Sure. You know this game's going to have DLC. You know it. It's going to be DLC worlds, and I can't even imagine what's going to happen.
It's hard for me to even imagine that there's going to be DLC worlds, because how would someone be able to fully experience the game without buying the DLC?
You can't. I mean, that's every game nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm really looking forward to it. It's been, what, 20 years?
2018 was the official release date, and hopefully it doesn't get pushed back again.
Like it always does?
Yeah. But I'm not really counting on 2018. I'm looking at 2020 or something.
Don't let us down. Don't let us down.
Yeah.
I really want to play. I'm ready. Ready for it.
Definitely. It's been so long.
But what else are we getting into today, Jazzy?
You know, I'm a huge anime fan.
Oh, yeah? You're talking about Persona.
Yeah, and I actually think I got you started onto anime, too.
Oh, did you get me started? You know why I'm not going to say you got me started? Because I was watching Dragon Ball Z, and I was watching Pokemon, which are animes.
Technically
animes.
Yeah, nowadays they're considered anime and not cartoon.
That's what I'm going to say. But nah, you did put me onto a lot. You put me on to Naruto.
Yeah.
And Naruto opened the floodgates for me, exactly. And I just started watching craziness.
The best thing ever for
you. Yeah, and you know what's funny? Mom and Dad used to think, "Oh, you got her own stuff." I let her watch DBZ. She got into this huge world that I wasn't even aware of. I just thought, "Hey, that's like what nerds do." But once you see how deep these stories are, like
it's
half of my time now. Like half of my time is watching like real stuff, and half of my time I'm watching anime.
Yeah.
And like, the whole world's evolving like that now.
Exactly. Like, more people's getting into anime. There's more anime releases in theaters around the world.
Or it's DBZ movies in theaters now?
Yeah.
I would have done anything to watch DBZ in the theaters back then.
Yeah, back then, it was like only Pokemon or stuff like that, right?
But yeah, what are some of your favorite shows right now?
Right now? Well, some of my favorite shows are actually My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan, even though all that finished for the season. And that's about it right now. I haven't really been indulging in anime lately.
Okay, but if you had to recommend something to somebody that's just listening, what show would you recommend? And tell them a little bit about it.
A show that I would recommend for someone that's starting out anime, I think I would recommend Death Note.
Death Note?
Yeah, Death Note.
Okay, tell them a little bit about Death Note.
Yeah, it's like sort of a mystery thriller type anime. Like, this guy named Light Yagami, he acquired the Death Note one day and just dropped from the sky. And he used it to actually exterminate criminals. And he thought it was such a great plan, but someone named L came in and destroyed his idea of creating this world where there will be no criminals.
How did he use it to the short criminals?
He actually wrote their names in the Death Note and they would die in 40 seconds.
That's dope.
Yeah.
It's coming out for Netflix too. How you feel about that?
I don't really know how I feel about that. It looks interesting.
I don't think it looks interesting. I think all I do when I see the dude that's playing Light Yagami is the punk bitch guy from Paper Towns.
But hey, I'm gonna like have some faith in him. Maybe he will turn this into a good show, but of course it's not gonna be anything like the original.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is it's a Netflix original, so we gonna get all the episodes at once, so I'm just binging it.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing that too.
Yeah, it's getting binged. Even if it looks suspect, it's binge worthy because it's Death Note.
Exactly. Like, it's hard to, like, just skip over it because it's not the original. Like, just give it a chance. Who knows? It might really be good. Even though the trailer looks kind of weird.
Draga.
Yeah. I like the new L, though. He looks pretty cool.
I didn't remember seeing him.
You don't remember seeing him? Maybe you should definitely watch that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Death Note is definitely something for a newbie to watch. That's something anybody could watch. It's interesting. It'll blow your mind. It's like the back and forth between the protagonist and the antagonist is like, how is he smarter? How is he understanding this? And then like their brains, they're just playing chess. It's great.
Yeah, and like it depends on the person, the viewer's perspective of the show. Like the antagonist could actually be L instead of it being Light. So it all depends.
That's very true. That's very true. That's a good point. Speaking of protagonists, I'm going to share a story with you guys about when my sister purchased a Death Note. And she... You tell a story.
Okay, so don't make it sound like purchasing a Death Note is a bad idea. It was actually pretty cool. So,
You purchased it. Yeah, so you can kill somebody.
I had no intentions on killing anyone. I just wanted to see if it would...
If it worked?
Yeah, you know, like, I was probably going to turn into a light or something and try to, like, get rid of the criminals because I didn't think that was such a bad idea, but that was when I was way younger, so...
Yeah, that was like, what, you 10?
Yeah, I think so.
10-year-old wanted to kill people to make the world better. That's my sister.
That sounds great, though.
That's like, my sister.
I would look up to someone who wanted to do that at a young age.
I will give you credit, though. I mean, you have a pure heart. Yeah. I don't think you wrote any names in the Death Note for, like, the first 5 months you had it.
I just wanted to see if everything was real.
But tell everybody about that fateful day when you actually used the Death Note.
Okay, so... For the first time, I actually had the courage to write someone's name in the Death Note. I believe it was a teacher, and when I wrote his name in the Death Note, he actually didn't appear to work for the next 2 days, I believe. And, like, I got super scared. I'm like, oh, man, did I just kill this guy? And, like, he popped up, like... After the 2 days, and I was like,
what were you relieved. Thinking for those 2 days?
I was thinking, oh my god, holy shit, this is real. Did I just kill someone? I'm like, I'm panicking and everything. And before I actually wrote someone's name in the Death Note, I believe 2 days after I purchased it, one of my other teachers passed away of a heart attack. So I'm like, okay, maybe I don't have to write anyone's
message.
Name. Like, maybe I don't have to write anyone's name in order for, like, me to kill them. So I'm, like, thinking I have this power. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It is.
Yo, really I would have been like, yo. Like, you're different than me. Like, you waited, right, to write another name?
I did.
See, once I saw that and the person was gone for 2 days, I would have went home. I'm Kira, motherfucker. I was writing everybody's name.
I don't think I have the courage to do that.
Then I would have called the police. Like, I just killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh, my God.
He's dead. No you more know, looking for him.
You know they would come up to your door and ask you, how did you kill this guy?
Because I'm Kira, bitch.
Oh, my God. But, yeah. Death Note. Definitely buy one if you have money. Purchase it.
You never know. Your teacher might not show up.
You know, that's all right.
And then you could be Kira.
Definitely.
But yeah, you guys tune in to that. You catch that anywhere. Funimation. Can you? Did I just lie right now?
Actually, no. Yeah, you did lie because Funimation doesn't have Viz Media.
I don't fucking know.
You
catch it on Netflix, right?
Netflix, Crunchyroll, and Hulu. Definitely. Or online, anywhere.
All right. Well, Jazzy. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
We will have you back on soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. Catch y'all later.
And bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of CHP. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Couple Haters Podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Podomatic at podomatic.com/Couple Haters Podcast. See you later.